And I'm very glad and grateful to present our next presenter. Susana Simões is a physical therapist with vast experience in the area of neurology and geriatric care. Susana is one of the founders of the Conscious Living Spiritist Group in Miami. She's also a member of the board of directors of the Spiritist Federation of Florida. Susana will be talking about Beyond the Pink and the Blue, homosexuality under the light of Spiritism. Please help me welcome Susana.
Good afternoon. Allow me to review some important concepts in Spiritism prior to addressing the main issue of our lecture, homosexuality. In questions 200 to 202 of the Spirit's book by Allan Kardec, we find the following question and concepts. Do spirits have gender? And the answer given by the spirits is not as you understand it. Gender, in your sense, depends on the physical organization. So what the spirits are telling us here is that the way that we understand sex, gender, is as it is expressed in our physical, organic composition. And this is not how the spirits understand the issue of gender. We continue to think of gender, like I said, as it refers to the material body, something that's going to come to an end, something that is transient, something that in any way, shape, or form defines who we are, just like the color of our skin or the height of a person. Does not speak to that person's level of spiritual achievement, nor does it speak to that person's essence. What draws and defines relationships in the spiritual realm is the sentiments, the feelings, and the emotions that exist in between the spirits. When we incarnate in a specific organic gender, we do so because that gender will grant us experiences that at that time of our evolution, we need. This is true for all the material circumstances of our lives. We are born in certain material circumstances because of our learning needs at that point of our evolution. And in this way, if we incarnate as a male or a female, as we understand it here, will be granted with specific experiences. And we can think of them from a physiological point of view under the action of specific hormones to a social, to a cultural perspective. And all spirits will have to undergo experiences in both physical genders in order to achieve wholeness with God. If gender, if sex, sexuality, truly does not belong to the physical body because it cannot belong to something that is transient. It will come to an end. Then how can we define it and where we can find it? In the book Action and Reaction by Andrew Lewis, human sexuality is defined as the sum of the feminine and masculine traits that characterizes the mind. And in the book Evolution in Two Worlds, also by Andrew Lewis, we find that the real house of sexual energy is not found in the physical vehicle, but in the structural complexity of the spiritual entity. Sexuality, sexual energy, are issues that belong to the mind, belong to the essential being. Sexuality, as I said, being the sum of the experiences, emotional, psychic experiences that we gather as we travel through a multitude of experiences, sometimes in a female body, sometimes in a male body. Sexual energy, for many of us, remains very much associated to the reproductive organs of the human body. And by defining sexual energy as such, we are truly placing what is an infinite force, a force of love and creation, in the narrow perspective of human procreation. It does not all fit in there. And this is a very unique concept of sexual energy that I will present to you right now under the light of Spiritism. It's found in the book Action and Reaction. Sexual energy there is defined as an active force of life that is expressed in all things in the universe, from the communion of subatomic particles to the attraction of heavenly bodies. When we have the union of hydrogen and oxygen, it is derived from this force, giving rise to water that nourishes nature. The harmonious actions of the sun, stabilizing its family of planets and nourishing them, it is also a result of the same energy, but now in a cosmic plane. In human creatures, sexual energy is the force of the Creator in the creature, a force that is meant to expand itself through deeds of love that will enrich our lives, such as the creation of forms, the composition of music, the creativity that goes into a work of art, or the development of a friendship, the building up of a relationship. All these are constructions, are creations that derive from this energy in distinctive ways, but yet the same energy. And sexual energy in humans have two specific roles, one of creation and one of nourishment. In the book, In the Greater World, also by Andrew Lewis, we find that the sexual instinct in human beings is not only an agent for the reproduction of forms. It is, above all, the reconstituent of forces through which incarnate and discarnate beings nourish themselves reciprocally by exchanging magnetic and psychic rays. When we are in a relationship, in a friendship, let's say, there is an exchange of energy that nourishes us, spirit to spirit. When we are in a committed relationship with someone, this circuit of forces is a closed circuit that is meant to nourish our spirit and that brings joy and harmony and meaning to our lives. Sex, then, it is God in us. It is the energy of creation that makes us co-creators with our Father, but that is also meant to nourish our essential being, the spirit that we all are. With these ideas in mind, we move to the issue of homosexuality. It has been defined by Emmanuel in the book Life and Sex, chapter 21, as the tendency of the creature for a loving communion with someone of the same gender. The Brazilian medium Raul Teixeira, in his work Sexuality Under the Spiritist View, states that sexual orientation is determined, like I have said before, by the sum of the experiences that the spirit brings with him as he's ready for a new incarnation. He brings his suitcase. What's in that suitcase? All the emotional, psychic experiences that the spirit has had throughout successive lives, we bring with us. It is the database that we find in the unconscious, in the spirit. This database, this group of experiences that we have had, will determine the sexual orientation. If we have a spirit who is incarnated in a male body and whose mind and psychic is comfortable in the presence of another male energy, we have then this expression of male homosexuality. I believe, as I speak about it, that perhaps some of you, or many of you, still feel some level of discomfort as we address the issue. For many, it remains an issue of abnormality, or an issue that brings fear, that brings some level of discomfort. But the spirits have been talking about us in many different ways as a viable possibility, as an option for the evolution of the spirit. I'll start with Chico Xavier, the medium Chico Xavier, who in an interview for a Brazilian television stated that homosexuality, just like heterosexuality, just like bisexuality, is a condition of the human soul. The medium Raul Teixeira explains that when you have a person in the condition of homosexuality, you have someone who is trying out different possibilities and experiences, struggles and learnings that will help the spirit to build, to construct its own self. We also find this idea in another book by Andrew Lewis, Sex and Destiny, where we find that the soul reincarnates in one or another circumstance, meaning sexual orientation, to evolve, to grow, and never ever under the destination of evil. And the mentor Joana de Angelis in the book, Encounter with Peace and Health, she'll add to this idea, speaking specifically to the issue of homosexuality by saying that the map of reincarnation establishes the necessary mechanisms for the acquittal of old commitments and the promotion of new achievements that must constitute always a program of ascension and never of failure in the path of evolution. So if someone is in this condition, it's not a place that one is for failure, but always for growth, for development, for new achievements, for learning and new experiences. So the big question, a question that many of us is constantly asked, is why? Why does it happen? I am going to continue with Joana de Angelis in the same book, Encounter with Peace and Health, when she explains that the spirit will evolve by traveling between both organic polarities. And when there is a change in polarity due to the need of the spirit to evolve, the archetype that has been built throughout successive lives will imprint itself in the actual constitution without any karmic nature per se, as many have implied throughout time. Or, in another times, by the need to rectify previously made mistakes, by undergoing today new and enlightening experiences. No matter what the cause of homosexuality is, continues the mentor, it is not a pathology. And then she touches on a point that's a very interesting point, because she says that the moral conduct of the spirit is, in ultimate instance, what will determine the harmonious or conflictive life that the spirit will have, a satisfied or an unsatisfied life. Why is it important? It is important because many people up to today confuse the issue of sexual orientation with the issue of sexual behavior. And Joana de Angelis speaks in another chapter of this book that the main issue of our society, and she speaks about the society as a whole, is one of behavior, one of minds that disconnected from the true essence of love for others and for the self, become addicted to sex, seeking erotic instruments to make the issue of sensations permanent and constantly new, transforming relationships and people in instruments of promiscuity and degradation. Also speaking to the issue of human behavior, Emmanuel in the book Life and Sex states that every time the human beings in this phase of evolution that we find ourselves are visited by the sexual instinct, by the power of passion, of physical attraction, it is very little, the number of human beings who are actually able to think, to do a self-analysis, and to move on, acting in dignifying ways. And the benefactors reach out to us with some resources and instructions to help us in dealing with the issue of behavior. It is Emmanuel himself in the book Life and Sex who recommends no prohibition, but education, no forced abstinence, but dignified use of sex, respecting others and the self, no indiscipline, but control, no free impulse, but responsibility. And the medium Raul Teixeira speaks about chastity also as a goal for human behavior, explaining and clarifying that chastity does not mean abstinence. When we have a couple in a committed relationship who live a life of love and respect for one another, they are living in a state of chastity. A lot of times, in the illusion of the human eyes, we might look to a couple who looks very harmonious, or we might look to someone who does not have a partner and seems to have a life dedicated to, say, the good of humanity. And yet, if we could read their minds, we would see that many times in their minds, there are addiction to erotic images and their minds can be filled with libidinous ideas. Specifically to the issue of homosexuality and behavior, Joana de Angelis states that when there is conflict between physical polarity, gender, and the psychological polarity, leading to homosexuality, she instructs that the person should try to have a moral, ethical life, seeking to be inspired by love, and whenever possible, channeling the sexual energy to other forms of creation. However, when this is not possible, continues Joana de Angelis, love and respect must be valuable resources for the partners in a homosexual relationship. Avoiding promiscuity, exotic, disturbing behaviors, and aggression towards society, all signs of emotional disharmony. And she continues, the fact that one person loves another person of the same sex, she states again, is not a personality disorder, a disease, or a pathology, but an option. An option that deserves our respect. It is simply a different sexual need with experimental goals in the process of evolution. And one last remark from Joana de Angelis in this chapter that is very important. When she says that love will always be a force defining the course of life in favor of human beings, no matter what the situation is. My dear brothers and sisters, sexual energy and sexualities are issues that belong, as we have seen, to the domain of the mind. And the spirit Emmanuel, in a book yet not translated in Portuguese called Roteiro, states that while the physical body is the passion for human science that's trying to understand the human physiology, the functioning of the physical body, for the spirits in the spiritual realm, the mind remains the big challenge. The mind remains the big challenge, for spirit in the hierarchy of Emmanuel in the spiritual realm. And we are talking about an issue that belongs to the mind. So I would like to ask you, what do we really know about it? As we go to the transition of the planet, seeking to inherit a new and a better world, I will leave you with a few quotes from the higher spirits that hopefully will leave our minds open as we continue to process the issue of sexuality in time, as we evolve as humanity, intellectually, scientifically, and morally. Also, I want to bring some important reminders from our benefactors and from the spirits. I want to set a challenge to all of you and also leave you with a personal note. Going back to some of the quotes from the higher spirits, I would like to start with Emmanuel in the introduction of the book Life and Sex, when he states that beyond his recommendation of education, control, responsibility, dignified use of sexuality, beyond that, everything else is theory, as we continue to learn and relearn with our own experiences. And it's still Emmanuel, in the closing chapter of the same book, who warns us that many of our imaginary mistakes in the world are actually correct paths to goodness, while many of our hypocrite rightness are trails of mistakes that one day we will need to get rid of. Chico Xavier, in the interview that I already mentioned, stated that he believed the sexual behavior of humanity will suffer in the future big revisions. And he reminded us that the human creature is not only called to physical fertility, but also to spiritual fertility. In the book Action and Reaction, we find the statement, we cannot standardize life, creation, and sex with technical and unchangeable definitions. And last but not least, going back to life and sex, Emmanuel in chapter 21, he states that humanity will gradually learn that the concepts of normal and abnormal come very short when used in relation to morphological signs. These concepts, the concept of normal and abnormal, will rise themselves and will evolve as higher agents in the definition of human dignity, as it relates not to morphological signs, but to the maintenance and promotion of goodness. And what all these statements are telling us is that we don't know yet what is the final definition, the final expressions of this energy in our lives. We don't know yet what constitutes normal and abnormal. We still don't have the answers for all these issues. The same benefactors leave us some important reminders in this area of sexuality. One of them is that we all should abstain from judging one another, remembering that sexuality is an issue that belongs to the conscience of each person. The rare are the persons in this planet who do not have karmic issues in the area of sexuality, and that no one can truly tell another conscience what will constitute an advancement or not for that soul, because our sexualities are individual. Our sexualities are the result of our own experiences as we have traveled through successive lives. And only the person, only each person can determine the size of the step that he or she can safely take in the reharmonization of his or her own soul. The challenge. I would like to leave with a challenge. The community church of my neighborhood, one block away from my house, has launched in the community a movement called Open and affirming, where people from different backgrounds and different religions have come together to share the commitment to openness and inclusiveness. And I ask you, can we individually and as Espiritu Santos, as we enter in a new era, be part of it? What does it mean? It means that our brothers and sisters who identify gays and lesbians will find in our hearts and in our spiritual centers a safe place to seek their enlightenment. And many of you are probably thinking, my spiritual center is a safe place. I recognize there are many gays and lesbians who come to our meetings with no problem. And I ask you, is it really a safe place? And I want to give you an example that I see often inside my own center. I'm going to create a name here. So let's say that you have a guy who goes to our center. His name is John. And John, after going to the center for several months, now brings along Michael. And after 1 year that John and Michael go to the meetings religiously, to all your charitable events, you continue to refer to John and Michael as John and his friend. Now, I ask permission to pick up on a couple, a well-known couple in this event, John and Jussara Corno. They are back there. So imagine if we introduce John and Jussara as here. It's John and his friend Jussara. They probably would not like to be introduced in this way, and it would be a little disrespectful in our parts because they're not friends, they're a couple. So by referring to someone as that person's friend, we're really not really embracing them as what they are. And Andrew Lewis in Sex and Destiny remind us that prejudice transforms people in hypocrites with the need to constantly lie to survive under the sun that the divine providence has lightened up to the benefit of all creatures. And finally, I would like to leave you with a personal note. Speaking directly to all of you, my brothers and sisters, who identify as gay and lesbians, who have dealt with the conflict, the anguish, the depressive symptoms, the ideas of sin, shame, guilt, despair, the contemplation of suicide, I would like to remind you that your sexuality is a tiny fraction of who you are and in no way defines who you are. Heterosexuals are not defined by their sexuality, nor are homosexuals. We are defined as spiritual, divine beings that we all are. Your sexuality is a work in progress, as it is for all human beings. As we evolve all together towards a much bigger understand of love. Seek what works best for you in life. Analyze your tendencies. Scrutinize your souls. Study and define with courage who you are and what you can do to grow in this life. Do it honestly. Be honest with yourself and with the world if you can, because there is tremendous amount of freedom in truth and in love. Be happy. And whatever your choice might be, that is your choice. Whether it's a life dedicated to work, to someone, alone or not, honor it. May it be permeated by love. May it be a construction of love. And you will see, I assure you, that at the end of the day, it was totally worthwhile to live, to grow, and to shine. Thank you very much.